Truth in Media moment sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've got a whole bunch of things going on right now for you guys that I want to make sure everybody knows about. First and foremost, of course, is the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo, which I think we're down to 13 remaining. And this is what it is. You make a tax deductible donation to the Brian Terry Foundation of $100. Then you take the receipt that is going to be generated by that site, and you email that to me along with your address and which Battle Comp you want. I forward that to Battle Comp. Then you get a Battle Comp, which is one of 25, which will have my logo on it instead of the Battle Comp logo. Doesn't make it any more proficient at what it does. Doesn't make it any more valuable. But, you know, tax-deductible donation, you're getting a piece of kit, worth, depending on which one you order, between $149 and $249. That is going to have a noticeable impact on the characteristic of your rifle. A really good noticeable. I have them on every gun I own. Except for one. And I'm thinking about changing it. The other one, the shooting source. The shooter source, excuse me, shootersource.com. Promo code lock and load in the comments section. And your shirt size gets you a swag bag. If you order anything from the shooter source. And you wouldn't believe how much stuff they have. I would point you, for some of those people like the Pancake Kydex holster style, I would point you to their selection of DSG holsters. They're tough. The price point is excellent. I think they're between $59 and $65. You can't break them. They're made with a very heavy-duty Kydex. I've got one. I'm going to have more. I'm going to have more than that. So that, and we have an upcoming thing between Gun Owners of America and Ares Armor. And they're working out the details to this. But you'll probably have to go to the gunowners.org website and they're going to have, I believe, either a raffle or a giveaway. I haven't figured out how that's going to work yet. They haven't either. But the prize will be the same, no matter what it is. And that's going to be a upper, a completed upper that only is missing the sights. Comes with a charging handle, comes with the bolt carry group, comes with the barrel, comes with the quad rail already installed. And 80% lower, billet aluminum lower. And their parts kit for the 80% lower once it is cored out. We're bringing the gear. Here's a bit of irony. There's a North Carolina restaurant called The Pit. And right there at their door, they have a no weapons sign displayed prominently declaring the restaurant is a gun-free zone and bans patrons from carrying concealed weapons. Just before 9 p.m. Sunday, three men wearing hoodies entered the restaurant through the back doors with pistols and forced several staff members to lie on the floor. The bandits assaulted two employees during the crime, but they were not seriously injured. Now, I'm sure if every town, or the moms, which is the same thing, knew that the pit had a no-gun sign predominantly displayed upon its door, they would have applauded them. However, I don't know how those two employees that were assaulted during the crime, probably for complying, feel about that no-gun sign right about now. What the moms and the Everytowns and the Bradys and all of them seem to, they're either not comprehending it or they're ignoring it altogether. Criminals have no respect for the law because they're criminals. Their very classification ensures that. Criminals aren't going to be stopped. As a matter of fact, they look at it as an opportunity when they see no guns as a loud sign. Now, in the near future, if somebody decides to go and rob and shoot up a Chipotle, they're not going to care that they cannot or have been politely asked not to bring a gun onto the premises. They're not going to submit to a background check of any kind, standard, universal, expanded, you know, superficial, no kind at all. They'll either use a straw purchaser, or just buy a gun from an illegal source. Or maybe they'll go to North Carolina and look for a car with gun stickers on it. All of these policies, all these laws, all they do is make it harder for a legal gun owner to protect themselves. The fact that nobody was hurt in this episode at the pit is dumb luck. Purely and simply. And you know, this just further harms the narrative that gun-free zones are safe places. Gun-free zones are not safe places. They are targets. I saw something the other day. There's a lot of people out there saying that you shouldn't be able to bring guns here and you shouldn't be able to bring guns here. I'll tell you when I'm comfortable not carrying a gun somewhere because it's prohibited. If I go into a place where they say I can't carry a gun, what I expect to see is plenty of so-called good guys there with guns. If they're not there, and I don't have to go in there, then I'm not going to go. Some of these places you have no choice but to go, like traffic court. Okay? If you get summoned to traffic court, you're a law-abiding citizen, you're going to go to traffic court. And when you go to traffic court, they're going to say no guns allowed. So you leave your gun in the car, hopefully with no stickers on the back of the car. And then you go in there, but at least while you're in there, you're surrounded by police that have guns. Hospitals are a different story. Shopping malls, a different story. Hospitals and shopping malls, even if they have, for a hospital or a shopping mall to be safe as a gun-free zone, you would have to have armed security every 50 feet. Because hospitals, schools, shopping malls are big places. Are big places. If you have gunfire erupt, if a bad player comes in there and starts opening up on them, you have, you know, you can run to a certain degree, but as you get closer, you're going to have to start going into fire and maneuver. You're not sprinting to where he is. You're going to have to go into an exercise called fire maneuver, where you have to, you know, pick your way in there. And it's helpful if you have a partner so you can pin the dude down. I have thought about how that would happen. Now, at the shopping mall that I, in my local area, we only have one that's of any, most of the rest of them have now become outdoor strip malls, and the shopping malls are beginning to suffer because of them, because they have better stores than the outdoor strip malls. The shopping mall that I can go to does not have a gun-free zone sign on every door, and by South Carolina law, if they don't, then it's no longer legally, with force of law behind it, a gun-free zone. So as long as in my case, at the Haywood Mall in Greenville, South Carolina, the JCPenney has no gun-free zone signs on it, so I make sure I always enter the mall through the JCPenney doors so that they show me on video entering the store, entering the mall that way. And I overcome it with that. Now, I don't advertise it. I'm not walking around, hey, got a concealed weapon, sticking my tongue out, you know, all that other stuff. I'm not doing that. But that's one way to get around it. Now, should shooting erupt, my job is to grab the family and get out of there. I'm not supposed to take part in a firefight. Gun-free zones. It's irony on an interesting level. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. It turns out I can type bad words into the chat room and my chatters can't. I've never done that before. I try not to use bad words because I think that's actually a failure of communication when you have to resort to that. But anyway, I've talked about him briefly. Some of you may have heard of him before, but he and I have a mutual friend in David Kodrio. But I've never even had the pleasure of speaking to the man, but we're going to talk about Mike Vanderbo. Because Mike Vanderbo is a smuggler. But he's a different kind of smuggler. Your average smuggler hopes that government doesn't notice what he's up to. And Mike, on the other hand, absolutely wants them to notice what he's doing. In fact, he smuggles most of what he's smuggling right into their office. Now, if you've never heard of Mike Vanderbo, he blogs at a website called Sipsy Street Irregulars. He's the founder and rabble-rouser-in-chief of the 3% movement, Threepers, being the small but powerful portion of the citizenry who will be eventually be willing and able to shoot tyrants. With David Kodria and some other brave whistleblowers, he was responsible for bringing the Fast and Furious gunwalking scandal to light. He's been around a long time. He's quite the divisive figure. He has been denounced personally by Bill Clinton, Rachel Maddow, Eric Holder, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Some pro-gunners don't like him either, mostly because he has an attitude. Most activists like to think that gun rights fighters should always be polite and work within the system, and those people are not Mike Vanderbo. What has he been smuggling? He's been smuggling standard capacity magazines, the ones that have been recently decreed illegal in Colorado and several other statist hellholes, and maybe a little ammo on the side. In an April 2013 speech in Hartford, Connecticut, he urged gun rights supporters to defy, resist, evade, and smuggle. Then he announced he had just brought six 30-round AR-15 magazines into the state in defiance of Connecticut's post-Sandy Hook diktat for forbidding them. And he stated, "Catch me if you can." The Connecticut magazine smuggling total eventually went over 50. Later, with the help of contributors, he put more than 100 illegal magazines into the hands of formerly law-abiding Coloradoans. Merely symbolic, of course. There's probably already tens of thousands of those magazines quietly tucked away in Colorado homes, but it's the thought after all that counts. Some of his smuggling efforts, however, have been curtailed by something even worse than abuse of government: cancer. For the last several years, he's been under constant treatment for cancer, a heart condition, a host of related health problems that goes along with that. He has kept going despite suffering and debilitating pain. It would probably send a lot of lesser people into idle self-pity. He's probably missed a few deliveries of smuggled goods. But in December, he embarked on a second round, and David Kodria dubbed this one Toys for Totalitarians. The emphasis had been, up to this point, putting forbidden magazines and ammo into the hands of good people. The new program has been delivering standard cap magazines into the hands of governors who signed recent laws making them illegal. Hickenlooper of Colorado, O'Malley of Maryland, with a nice Irish message, which I can't say on the air. Malloy of Connecticut, Cuomo of New York. Then his donations of money and magazines continued to come in. He mailed more magazines to media figures, lesser anti-gun politicians, and the hoplophobe honchos, always sending them a nice note explaining the purpose of the gift. Some of you are probably saying, what a waste of good magazines, huh? You shouldn't worry too much. The shipments were of two types: the Freedom Fighter grade, fully functional mags for ordinary citizens, and Politician grade, the old beat-up mags for most of the anti-gun celebrities. The only exception, Hickenlooper got a shiny new Magpul magazine in honor of having driven that company and its jobs out of the state. Malloy got the similarly dubious honor of a magazine manufactured by Ammunition Storage Components, a company that began planning its move from Connecticut as Malloy was signing the law banning its products. Maryland's O'Malley was so angry at his Irish message that he was rumored to be convening a grand jury. But the biggest reaction came from Connecticut, where a reporter got wind of the smuggling. Shortly after that, Vanderbo, who lives in Alabama, received a call late one night from the Connecticut State Police. When he wisely did not answer that, he found a bemused local sheriff's deputy at his doorstep the next day, relaying the message that a Detective Gucher from Connecticut requested a callback. And Mike ignored that, too. Now, as of the time that this was written, it's not clear if he's going to suffer any consequences. But at the same time, he's not worried. He figures he signed up for the trouble when he created the 3% movement. He has stated, however, these petty tyrants react regardless of politics, regardless of whatever friendly judgments they get from their black robe partners in constitutional crime. There's no unconstitutional law that they can pass and enforce that we cannot defy, resist, evade, and smuggle in answer to it. And that's the honest truth. So, whether you like him or not, this is a guy who doesn't care about who he makes mad. It's not, this is a guy with guts. What motivates him? Why does he go the guerrilla warfare method versus the traditional political activism? He has stated that I spent many, many, many years trying all the usual things, arguments of law, history, common sense, resort to the ballot box. Heck, I still do that today. But I came to the realization, probably because I used to be a collectivist myself, that such people would not ultimately be persuaded by argument, but only with be deterred by credible threats of countervailing force, and by the absolute certainty that the 3% represents an irreducible, determined minority that cannot be intimidated, cannot be persuaded, but only killed. By our defiance, we force those who evince an appetite for our liberty, our property, and our lives to consider the personal cost to themselves of those tyrannical compulsions. Believe me, it's the only language that they truly understand. You know, when you're facing cancer and everything that goes along with it, you know, nobody's going to sit back and if he were to decide to stop, to retire from it, nobody's going to fault him for that. One thing that keeps him going, though, is his vision of God. He uses the label Christian libertarian when labels are needed. And he said, in the past 2 years, the docs have told us twice that the odds were against me pulling out of the crisis. It's impossible for me not to conclude that God isn't done with me yet. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back. I'm afraid of the world. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. I saw the other day where a former Marine and firearms instructor wrote an editorial summary asking for solid intelligence sharing and common sense regulation and his appeal for common sense gun control. He used an example of an 11-year-old child who was shot by his uncle by accident. That's the prime example of where I believe this plan for gun control should begin, as he states. And he states that it always starts at the top. And that this is true. This is true. Knowledge is the greatest asset that you can obtain. But these accidents occur when you forget that part of it, when you sort of abandon the brain and the common sense. Now, out of that lies the hypocrisy of the gun control lobby. There is a push to teach sex education at an incredibly young age, advancing an agenda based on their natural curiosity of human nature. But we're going to deny them the same education in other areas involving their personal safety, neglecting to prioritize the need to address that natural inquisitiveness that all children have. If you ask any parent, they will tell you the quickest way to get a child to try something is to tell them to leave it alone, as they're too young to understand. Now, if you're going to teach sex education to children in the first grade, you could balance that out with other life skills, like gun safety. Now, despite being portrayed as an even entity, I like the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program. They teach four simple rules for children pre-K through third grade to learn. Stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. They have brochures that can be sent home for further reinforcement. And yet educators seem to feel parents are not equipped to discuss this matter with their child. Accidents happen because adults are uneducated on gun safety, forgetting and not understanding the four basic rules. Rules that an uncle broke when he shot his nephew on accident, showing him the laser sight on his weapon. Number one, all guns are always loaded. If you assume anything less, you are definitely asking for trouble. Number two, never point a gun at anything that you are not willing to destroy, like maybe your nephew. Number three, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target, which means that if you're pointing at it, you intend to destroy it. Number four, know your target and what is beyond it. Instead of, you know, the child accidental shooting trend is trending down, but it should be zero. Who wants a child accidentally shot? We don't. Gun owners don't want that. Instead of advocating for stricter regulation regarding ownership and gun sales, why not advocate for more gun safety education? The Eddie Eagle program is already there. You can just snatch the syllabus straight out of it and teach it in school if you want to. You can follow that up with youth training on gun safety in the 4th, 7th, and 10th grades. It could be a one-hour class once a week. They could be devoted to teaching life skills. How to boil water, you know, cook an egg and toast. Wash clothes for a fourth grader. Teach a seventh grader basic finance and household repair. Teach a tenth grader how to write a check, open a bank account, interview for a job, and how to be productive. Why demonize or limit an object that is used occasionally in a stupid manner? Now, we require education on traffic law and safety to drive a car. We should require education to prevent these gun accidents. Adult education could be focused on requiring a one-time, one-hour gun safety class prior to the purchase of a firearm. I don't necessarily agree with that, because then that means if you don't take it, you can't have it, right? Once again, another regulation in a way. When it comes to polls and statistics, that one requirement is something the majority of legal gun owners will endorse, remedying a downfall of modern education over the past 30 or more years. When you do that, though, who's given that safety class? Who's going to officiate over that safety class? Who's the certifying element of that safety class? That means that some governmental entity is going to get involved, and then you're going to have taxpayer dollars involved, and then you're going to have politicians involved, and then the politicians are going to continue to heap and build and add and stack upon what is and is not acceptable gun safety education. They could also require things like, if they're not teaching gun safety, they don't get federal funds, that kind of thing, you know. It starts a new cottage industry in the bureaucracy. a license and insurance to own a gun is only advantageous to the whoever's collecting the fees as well as the corporations providing the insurance. This also would be an infringement. See, here's the thing. Here's some more unintended consequences, okay? This has been done before. It was done right after the Civil War when they told the newly emancipated black American, well, you can have a gun now, but you got to buy one of these or one of these, and you can't buy anything else. You can only buy one of these or one of these. And it was so expensive they couldn't afford it. This is the version of that, to get out there and require you to pay more and more money. Chicago does it already. They call it the FOID card. You've spent about $450 before you ever buy the gun. This falls in line with background checks and mental health evaluations and all these other things. For the deranged individuals that look at us that have guns already as paranoid, okay, it's no more paranoid than having a fire extinguisher or a first aid kit or a spare tire. That should never be allowed to have been instituted. The idea of limiting the number and types of firearms an individual can own, that's another step. I mean, Mexico is doing that right now. All of the vigilantes, as they call them in Mexico, are using guns they're not allowed to have. Because you can't fight the cartel with a bunch of 380 automatic pistols. Sorry. Government should have no control over what we own. Government should have no control over how many of them we own. And, you know, if you've got the money to buy it, you should be able to have your own arms room. There's some people that will say, well, of course, you're never going to use those. I mean, why would you have them? They're useless to you right now. Well, how about because I want to? Because I'm a free man. How about that? You like that? How's that smoke? How are you smoking that one over? I agree that education needs to be in the equation. But you know what? Education of this sort, you know, as soon as schools can prove to me that all they're going to teach is reading, writing, and arithmetic, and stop reimagining what those things are, and just stick with the basic fundamentals, you know, that actually prepare students for life so they can run a checkbook and so they can write a letter, you know, that kind of thing. Traditional education, public schools have no business teaching this stuff. Because they're agenda-driven. That's what they become. They become agenda-driven. So anybody out there advocate, well, we need to teach this in school. That's fine. But parents do just as good a job. They can do as good a job as they can spectacularly fail. This is just simply another attempt for somebody out there, with the best intentions at heart, removing personal accountability and self-reliance, taking all of that out of the equation by simply stating, you don't know, so therefore you should be taught. Those kind of uneducated bumpkins, those are the ones we really need to resist. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the things that, this is one of the reasons I like Mike Vanderbilt, although I've never met him, but one of the things that bothers me most about my approach is based upon logic and stats. Okay? Right now, over one-third of America, and I'm talking about the population of America, owns a gun or guns. And they're used for a lot of different things. They, you know, protection, hunting, recreation. Some of the hunting is subsistence living. And we've got these states that are trying to make up and enforce and legislate gun control, which at its very minimalist application is going to interfere with those uses. And while we do rise up whenever something threatens that right, we just as quickly simmer back down when it's defeated on the federal level, like with Manchin Toomey. And then these things happen in the States where you have lesser numbers, albeit very passionate, albeit altogether engaged, but it's lesser numbers to oppose what the state government is doing to them. 7,000 times a day, guns save a life. And 97% of the time, I think it is, no trigger is pulled. I've done it twice. The two times that I pulled my gun in self-defense, I didn't take the time to ask the would-be perpetrator, hey, if I give you the ride that you're telling me you're going to mess me up if I don't get it, does that mean you won't mess me up? I skipped that step and stuck a Glock 22 parallel to his eye socket. At that point, his plans were abandoned. Another time when one guy rolled up after I walked out and he was getting ready to smash in the window of my delivery truck, and he saw me and he decided to advance on me, when I drew my weapon and kept it aimed at the floor, he decided that he had something else to do. Both of those instances were perfect. Because I didn't want to shoot him any more than he wanted to be shot. Guns are a form of protection, and many people will vouch that guns have saved their lives in a dangerous situation. Coming from one woman who experienced an attempted break-in, she said, if I had not had a weapon, and she had a shotgun, and then not shown how to use it, the man attempting to break in would have gotten into my house. He'd been trying for a very long time to unlock her back door. When he saw that she had a gun, that dude left. Another man had an even closer call. John Haxby, a TV newsman, was visiting his brother in Arizona a while back. While sitting in the passenger seat of his brother's car at a red light, a man with a knife came up to Haxby's window and opened the door. The man began to lunge at Haxby with the knife, but he suddenly stopped and ran. Mr. Haxby looked back at his brother in the driver's seat to find there was a pistol in his brother's hands. The man saw the gun and ran. In Alaska, many people live off the land. That means you grow your own fruit and vegetables. You fish, you hunt. And subsistence living requires guns. It's just like pants. You got to have them. So, in conclusion, we can say that guns are used for protection, often and well, and subsistence living, often and well. And all of that aside, there's still the Second Amendment, the God-given right, that specifically states that, you know, this is something that cannot be taken away by anyone, even the federal government, even the state government. Nowhere in the Constitution is the federal government given the right to limit an individual's right to own firearms. When your legislators tell you, as they've told me, well, the courts have said that, well, the big deal. Let me tell you my opinion of a legislator that would tell you something like that. If anybody ever walks up to you and tells you that, after your mouth closes again because your jaw is going to drop open, look at them and say, I elected you to make a change. I elected you. I supported you to do what's right. And you just told me exactly how much you're going to be proactive in the process. You're going to rely upon a court decision, a precedent, to shape your policy. When you look at them, when you hear that, this is somebody saying, I don't think for myself. We don't even need them if that's the case. All of these state legislatures that say, well, you know, the courts decided this and the courts decided that. You're fired, pal, and we're not even going to replace you. We don't even need you. More importantly, the Second Amendment ensures that the government will never have a monopoly of force. The First Amendment ensures that religion and the press is not supposed to be monopolized. The 14th Amendment says the states basically have to follow the same rules as the government. This is called a right, not a privilege. This means that people can't keep and bear arms only with the permission of the government. Not to mention, the Constitution reads, it shall not be infringed. Samuel Adams, at the Massachusetts Convention to ratify the Constitution in 1788, said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own guns." There are some that aren't going to continue to argue that gun control makes a country safer. And tell that to Australia. Tell that to England. I don't care how few gun deaths they have. I care about violence. Our violence is going down. Our gun deaths are going down. And based upon just that logic, we should be experiencing blood, I mean, gully washers of blood in the streets. But that doesn't happen. That's because we're good people. This monopoly on force, if it were in place, that woman that the guy was trying to get in her back door, she would have been, all she could have done is watch him come in and then wonder as he closes the distance between her and him in seconds. Wonder how far this is going to go. Is he only going to beat me and rape me and steal everything I own? Is he going to beat me, rape me, steal everything I own, and murder me? What's he going to use to murder me? Is he going to strangle me with this extension cord to my lamp? What kind of messed up thought process would that be to go through? What about John Haxby, the TV newsman that would have been retired by the guy with the knife had his brother not had a gun? This guy wasn't sitting there saying, "Give me your money," or anything. He was coming in the car. And his brother pointed a gun at him. And he turned around and ran. And nobody got hurt. Arguably, John Haxby probably lost a little weight right there in the car seat. But, you know, that's all beside the point. In those instances, in 7,000, do you know, when you're talking about preventing 3 million crimes a year, do you know what that means? With no guns, that means crime increases by 3 million. And for those that are out there that say it couldn't be possibly more than 500,000, that means that crime increases by 500,000. By what logic does that make us safer? Please, somebody, anybody? Gun control is dangerous. It's dangerous to you. It's dangerous to me. Let's flip it to the third hour, and we will continue on with the rant. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.